Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on the couch with me, Dr. Michelle. Hey, everybody out there in live Facebook land. Nice to have you with us. It's going to work great. You know what? We are talking about one of the most popular subjects that I hear about in my office, on my couch, and out there in the world. It's the danger of a 21st century online romance. You know, it just seems like no matter how much information you share with the person on the other end of the line, there's going to be huge gaps in our knowledge. Huge yes. gaps. And we're going to be talking about that today. I'm going to be talking about that today with my special guest, Gina Hendricks. Hey, girl, how
hey.
Are you?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm really well. And it's so cool to have you back on the air because you're one of my favorite people in the whole world.
Awesome to be here. And I'm trying to live stream, but I'm not the best at it. I don't have the selfie stick. I don't have
right.
the props or the gimmicks and all that. So
yeah.
I'm trying to prop it up.
We have a tree in here in the studio. You can like put it up on
know,
one of the leaves or something.
Is that what people do?
Yeah, sure. There you go.
Okay. She did it. Woo. Okay. Sort of have done it. Okay. Don't mind me.
All right.
Don't let me distract you because I will suck you down into a black hole. It won't be good.
Okay. You know, I would like to share an email that I received from someone. One of the common types of emails on straighttalkdoc@gmail.com, just to kick off our show, before I introduce you
sure.
formally here, Gina.
I want a formal introduction.
You do, and you will get one, believe me.
Okay,
you
kidding.
Are the ultimate matchmaker here. So, Dr. Michelle, after 2 months of hot keyboard action and him saying some really nice stuff, I felt like I knew Mr. Perfect Match. I think that for him, with the physical world out of his way, it was a lot easier just to open up to me. And once he'd spilled his guts, making the leap to a real date was too much and scary for him. His texts got fewer and farther between the closer we got online.
It's my favorite subject.
Yep. Not too long after, he ghosted me. Okay, there we go.
That's a perfect lead-in to what we're going to
really
talk about today,
is
right?
It's perfect. So today we're going to be talking about professional matchmaking, and also we're going to be talking about finding dates in serious relationships in the 21st century. I love
Something
the
like
century
that.
Thing. Why matchmaking services might be a better alternative for folks to find that special someone. And we're also talking about some of the biggest mistakes that women and men make when trying to meet somebody, how they mess up possible good relationships when they finally meet someone. And we're also going to be talking about some of the content of my guest, Gina Hendricks' latest book, entitled Stop Being a Bitch
well,
and Get a Boyfriend.
Her only book, let's face it.
Come on. You're not supposed to say that,
I like
Gina.
To be honest. It's all good. I don't
know
care.
You do. That's
my,
why
but,
you're special.
You know, we're hawking the app today, so yeah.
We're hawking the app, and you are the founder of this amazing new app. I don't know. You're so gifted, Gina, because you get these ideas, these business ideas. That's like, I always say, I should have thought about that, but you're a very intelligent woman and a business person. So you've created
a hustler,
a new,
man.
You
when
a
you stay single, here's the thing, and you get past 40, you have to sink or swim.
You're not
and
past 40.
And I am swimming, baby.
You're not
I'm
past 40. Come on. You're
barely
lying.
Past 40.
Okay.
I'm barely past 40, but I'm still trying to conquer the world. But anyway.
Good.
I love seeing you.
Oh,
so
thanks for having me.
That's the main thing. I'm excited to be here.
The time to spend on the show today. So let's talk about you. You are often called the ultimate matchmaker. Gina Hendricks is a true connector. And now she's the founder of a new dating app we're going to be talking about. It's called Jones.
Jones. Jones.
I got Jones. The Jones.
Yeah, there you go. You get it? You're jonesing to do something.
Totally.
Jonesing to do something. It's experiential. Right.
And what a cool idea. And we're going to get into that a little bit. Okay. Meet someone new every day for happy hour.
Why
Are you
not?
Kidding me?
Yeah.
Wow. So you're considered one of the top matchmakers in the industry, a highly trusted confidant to her high-profile clients. You're a successful businesswoman, recognized relationship expert, author, radio host, panelist, and dedicated philanthropist. And I know that.
Thank you.
Because I've met your animals. All your kitties and doggies
They're
and
in
creatures.
The car right now.
No,
I'm
no
just kidding.
Way. Wow. Well, you do
They're
bring
waiting.
Them around.
They're in the back of the truck. I got a huge monster truck now.
I love That is so cool.
Got rid of the Mercedes.
Did
now
you
I've
really?
Got a 1976 F-250 super cab.
Good. You need it.
Yeah,
last time
I
you came over,
That's
you
true.
Were rocking that little Mercedes and the puppies were in there. I thought,
Squeezed
uh-oh.
Up. Right.
Uh-oh.
Yep. Now they're in the big farm truck.
Cool.
Yes.
That's the way to do it, honey. So, by the way, guys, you're founder of Exclusive Introductions. It's a really specialized and unique matchmaking service. We've talked about that before on the show, and we're going to bring it up again because it's another brilliant idea. Brilliant! You've been featured as an expert on Extra, as well as E! Entertainment, and you're often a guest speaker at many seminars across the country. So we're going to talk about your brand new dating app, and we're going to give a lot of tips. So don't go anywhere, folks! Please, and if you have questions you'd like to ask Gina about dates from hell or how to meet people.
Yes, love it.
Or how to deal with new people. You can give us a call here live, 323-203-0815.
Love it. 323.
Go for it.
Say it again. 323.
203.
203.
0815.
0815. Call in and ask us anything.
Yes.
Love it.
And or email us live.
Wow.
StraightTalkDoc@gmail.com. StraightTalkDoc@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. So let's talk about this new dating app that you created, along with all your other goodies that you've got going on.
Okay.
It's called Jones Social. So what is so different? Here's my classic question. What makes this app so different from other dating apps?
Yes, because everybody wants to say, you know, it's just like Tinder, or it's just like Hinge, or it's just like all of those, right?
Right.
But actually, it's completely different.
Yeah.
It's completely different because what's cool about Jones is that we pick up where all the other apps leave off.
Nice.
Right? So I say that like Tinder and Hinge and The League and all of them, they lead you to the end of the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other person is like across the river at the other end of the bridge. But there is no bridge. So it's up to the two people to build that bridge.
Right, exactly.
Which means talking, texting, coordinating the plan. When can we? But Jones is the bridge. So basically we set people up to meet within an hour, 2 hours. You can push it to 2 hours. But there's no texting. There's no talking.
Wow.
We set the plan.
Nice.
You just show up and you meet. Once
Perfect.
You pick the person. Obviously, it's
right,
not like
right.
It's
sure.
not like, hey, and we're picking them for you too and show up. No.
No.
You pick them. So that's sort of like the other apps, right?
Yes.
You pick them. You read about them.
Yes.
Then instead of normally like friending them or saying hi or liking them, which who gives a shit who likes you?
Yeah.
That's what I say.
Well, that's true.
It's who's going to show up and meet me? That's all I care about.
Like,
I don't need my ego stroked to get 100 likes on, you know, something. It's like, are you a man that's going to show up and meet me? And if you're
that's
not,
right.
then get the F out. That's
right.
how I feel about it. In
no,
my honest
that's
opinion, right.
right? It's just so, like the girl who I shared her email about at the beginning. You know,
oh,
it's like
somebody says, why can't they see my eyes? There you go.
So, there
or
you
your
are.
Eyes,
there's your
Michelle.
Eyes.
Yeah, there's my eyes. I got two of them. Anyway, and so... So I say, let's stop all the chit-chat and the nonsense that keeps people from not connecting a lot of times and just meet, because that's what I've learned from my business.
That's a great
you
thing.
You just show,
it's
you meet.
So true.
Because quite frankly, and I'm sure you'd agree, that you never know if there's real chemistry until you get here, until we're in person looking each other in
that's
the face.
Right.
That's there's right. no way. And I love those people that I've had clients before that want to read a profile. And there's no chemistry. How the hell do you know chemistry through a profile? You don't.
Exactly. You just don't. Right. You know, you don't. And it's just, and we could say anything we want and sound wonderful and romantic and into a long-term relationship. And we never really know what's up with that other person, especially the guys.
That's true. You know, yes.
It is the way it is.
There was a creepy guy situation that happened.
Just yesterday.
Creepy guy alert. Yes.
Tell me.
So this actually is going to make me even more increase the security more on Jones. It didn't happen on Jones, thank God. It actually happened through OkCupid, but I got drug into it because of just people like to drag me into things, right? They like to get my opinion on things. But basically what the guy did was he saw this girl, and this is a safety tip for women too. Let this be a lesson to all of you out there. The guy saw the girl on OkCupid. I don't know if he got her Instagram from that, but he was able to discern parts of a lot of aspects of what she did and who she was. And him being a very... People are smart on the internet these days. They know how to Google. Yeah, they know how to figure things out, even with limited information.
Sure.
So he took it upon himself to Google her to the degree where he figured out what she did, and he knew how to contact her through Yelp.
And
instead of... Here's the thing. And instead of being a decent guy and just writing to her through OkCupid and just even being honest, like, hey, I want to take you out.
Yes.
And maybe if she ignored him, then just move on with your life. No. He contacted her and pretended like he wanted to get singing lessons for his children.
Oh, that's creepy. That's stalking.
And so he insisted... You know? No, it gets worse. He insisted he must meet her and then told her maybe he could get her some corporate gigs. And so she thought it was weird.
But
she showed up because it was a work thing. She thought it was a work thing.
Okay. Public
place? She showed up. A public place. Good. She picked the place during the day because she was concerned. But thank God. And he didn't do anything weird other than when she got there, he said, oh, I just had to meet you, and I'm sorry I did it this way, but I just... And it was just like...
She went
bye-bye. So effed up on so many levels.
That is. It's just really
and
creepy.
And she said the thing is, he wasn't bad looking at all.
Right.
And she may have actually gone out with him had he just done it in the
right
way.
Approached her normally. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, was it...
I don't know how he thought he would ever... like spin that around.
Right, exactly. And I want to get back to your matchmaking services and how awesome you are and some great tips for people in dating.
And that is another point, Michelle. Yes. Had he used like a matchmaker that could have been the in-between?
Right.
Because here's the thing. Here's the other benefit. You know, I love the apps, but what's the benefit of a matchmaker is that on dating apps, even if it's Jones or any of them, it's a super highway.
Yes.
So if you're not the cutest guy or the most beautiful and you don't pop off the page, then a lot of times, unfortunately, you're going to get overlooked. But if you have like a PR matchmaker person, let's say a PR person.
That's right.
Now I can go to those girls that might not ever pay attention to you on the apps or the sites, and I can step in and say, hey, wait a minute.
Exactly.
Take a look at this guy. He's great, and you have to meet him. And when I go in with that to the ladies, that's when they stop in their tracks and they say, okay, yeah, Gina, I want to meet him.
Perfect.
That's the thing.
That is exactly the thing.
Yeah.
And what I hear so much of every day is that people are guys, women, and maybe he's so insecure that he thought, whoa, you know, I'm not going to be able to get a girl or get a cute woman like this that I'm really interested in without coming around the back and sneaky like doing it. I'm so insecure about so many rejections that I don't even know if I can do it, you know? That's the thing.
Right.
That's the thing people I think are worried about as well, women and men.
So you think he was afraid to be rejected.
Totally.
And he thought, if I get her in person and she just gives me a shot and sees how cute I am, well, you know, it's unfortunate that a lot of people feel that way. Now, granted, I can see one side of it, and I agree. I am here to say I created an app so that you meet right away because I do feel there's no, you know, that you don't know chemistry until you get in person.
Exactly.
Somebody just asked us a good question, which I'll answer in a second.
Great.
But then on the other hand, if you've gotten the person there by being duplicit, by being dishonest in some way, that meeting is going to go straight downhill. And
you're
the women
done.
Do it too. So the women, a lot of times on the apps or dating sites or whatever, they'll post photos where the girls are now geniuses with these filters.
Oh, sure.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. I'm
like
good.
I'm
good with the filter. I'm not online dating, but in my professional
pictures.
Yeah, lightening that up a little bit.
Don't do too much of that, only because I just don't have the time to do it. But I was with one girl recently. I mean, the filters they have. You can stretch. You can you can be like an expert retoucher in 2 seconds. And the girls are doing it these days. Yes. And I guess the guys too. So, you know, if you're going to meet somebody under the guise of whether you're lying to them about why you want to meet them or you're lying to them about who you are when you present yourself, it's all bad.
Yes, it's all bad.
People think,
they see you, it's like, huh? Where'd that person go?
Right.
You know,
nobody gives a shit how great and hot you looked 10 years ago. Okay, honestly.
No, it's true. I want now.
Right.
Now is all we have.
Right?
Exactly. Well, I agree, honey. And
so,
that's a really good point.
So somebody asked, and this will will ask you and will ask me. He said, do you think that chemistry has to be present on the first date or can it be developed over time?
Mm.
What do you think?
Good question. Okay. I think, you know, it depends on how he defines. Is it a man? I don't know.
It's a man, yes.
Chemistry. Because chemistry, you know, here's the thing. It's like, yeah, chemistry, if you want to define it as total sexual attraction, sure. Yes, it can be on the first date. But in terms of developing a vibe, okay, there's a sexual chemistry and there's a chemical vibe. Where you guys, maybe that person is beautiful or attractive to you, but you're not, she's not on your, you know, 7 to 10 list. Maybe she's a 6.5. And this is what I hear all day. So
okay,
sorry
the
numbers.
No, me too.
Don't mean to do that.
I hate that too.
Right.
I mean, I have to say, having my matchmaking business has taken a little, I'm pretty like secure.
Yes.
But after hearing a lot of stuff guys tell me, it takes a hit on your ego after a while. There's no way it can't.
It really does.
Yeah.
So to answer your question, I do think that, yes, it can develop. And I know this is a wussy answer, because I'm not telling you straight away. But yes, chemistry can develop over time because sometimes it takes just really respecting, digging that person. You find that person is sexy by some of the things they say. I have so many male clients who said to me, I thought she was pretty, but not a big outrageous looking girl. But when we really started to get to know each other, I thought she was so sexy because she's so smart. And I know that's not, I don't mean the, when you fix somebody up, you say, she's got a great personality. Not like that.
No.
You
got
to be originally attracted. There's got to be some chemistry.
Guys do.
So, totally.
I think
what do you think?
I think that men, I agree with you about the chemistry. That's sort of like a little like loosey-goosey, right? In terms
it
of
is.
Defining chemistry. But I think that men, in my experience, they equate chemistry to immediate attraction, almost.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure, I do.
And if they're not attracted to a woman out of the gate, I don't believe, I wish they could, but I don't believe they can become attracted, whereas women can.
Right, totally.
Women can.
We can work into that, yeah,
of course. I think, don't you think, Michelle, that, I mean, I've talked about this so many times, but that a woman can make her mind up about whether she wants to be attracted to somebody or not.
Yeah, totally.
We can convince ourselves of it.
Yes, we can.
Yeah.
We absolutely can. And, you know, we've talked about this, you and I, so many times, but guys are so visual.
Yes,
I mean,
of course they
that's
are.
It. That's it.
Right.
And that's okay. That's,
right.
That's called survival of the species.
Yes, survival
you know,
of the species.
You know, all that, whatever. Anyway, you're on LA Talk Radio. This is Dr. Michelle, and you're on the couch with me and my special guest, often called the ultimate matchmaker, Gina Hendricks.
Matchmaking ninja.
That's it, girl. You are amazing. We're talking about her new dating app that she created with some very impressive co-founders as well.
I have an impressive co-founder and I have some cool advisors on my team as well.
You do.
Can we
mention the people?
Sure.
Okay.
Who'd you see?
Oh, I saw the guy with E! Entertainment, the creator.
Oh, Larry. Larry Namer's one of our advisors.
Yes. And Match.com.
Gary Crimmon, the original founder of Match.com. Gary Crimmon's one of our advisors.
Mm, isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's an honor. And then Max Woon.
Yes, Max is so cool.
Max is great. Max is my seat. Oh, I'm trying to do this thing. I need to get a selfie stick, but I just don't want to give in. Anyway, Max Woon is a genius. He created a new algorithm for Pi. He went to Cambridge, and he's literally a rocket scientist.
Oh, he'd be fun to date. Interesting. Yeah.
He's very nice.
He's cute, too.
Did you see him?
Oh,
yeah,
I saw him.
He is cute. He's cute in a very techie, smart, super smart guy way. Absolutely, no doubt about it. But anyway, so he had a big win with several other guys. Mm. They built this thing called Xfire in 2005 and sold it to Viacom for $102 million.
Wow, way to go.
So I knew Max for a long time, and then when I had the idea for Jones, I went to him and I said, hey, can you do this with me? And he said, yes, and here we are.
Beautiful.
But I have to say to you, Michelle, starting any kind of business, you know, everything's harder than it sounds, right?
Oh, yes, it is.
An app and a dating app? Mm. Crap, it's the hardest thing you can do.
It's really difficult.
Because you know what? Here's what I didn't know.
Yes.
People go on, they take one peek around, and then they delete the app if they don't see anybody cute or they get confused in any way.
Yep.
So,
it's just like In-N-Out Burger online. That's
it. Yeah, there you go.
It's hard.
You know, it's very hard.
Nope, don't want
I know, but if everybody just stuck on the app, then they'd end up seeing great people. But then they leave before the good people come along, then the good people, and they don't see. Oh.
What a hassle. No, I hear you. It really is.
Yes.
But you,
gotta
you
hang
all
with it,
are doing
Because we're
well.
Only 8 months in. So
exactly.
Still brand new.
And but you know, it's a great idea.
Spotify took 4 years.
Right? Exactly.
Airbnb, everything. So we're only 8 months in, and it usually takes at least 2 years.
And you're doing well on it.
Yes. And I've not raised any money yet. I am just now fundraising. So if anybody knows of any investors, come my way. Come on, Colin.
And it's the app is Join Jones.
No, well, that's the website.
Oh, okay. That's the website.
To learn about it.
Find out.
Joinjones.com. But the app is Jones Dating or Jones Social in the App Store.
Okay.
You have to get on it, Michelle.
I will.
Well, because
I'm married. Does that count?
No, but here's the thing. Here's what we haven't said. Here's the pleasant surprise. It's actually not just dating. Because women can meet other women friends if they want to grab a glass of wine or go to happy hour with someone.
See, that's the thing. I mean, I'm...
Yes. So, surprise.
Women friends, you don't have to search through the, you know, your hiking club at meetup.com anymore.
Right. There you go.
Or your,
you got you covered,
little
Jones. Little
drinking buddy club, whatever.
Drinking buddy club.
So we're talking about so many cool... Yeah, exactly. So what a great app. Great idea,
You're
honey.
Sweet.
No, I'm impressed with your business savvy.
We've known each other a long time.
We go way back,
What
girl,
year
don't
did
we?
You start on
About 9 years ago, I think.
Okay, because he said he started it in 2008. I think I started with him in 2008 initially.
Yes, you did.
And I thought you were around that time, no?
Mm-hmm. I was.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Time flies.
Amazing.
Yes.
When you're having fun.
Yes.
So let's get to some of the meat here of so many things you talk about. By the way, Gina Hendricks' book is called Stop Being a Bitch and Get a Boyfriend.
Yes, it is.
what a very interesting book, because it really does point out a lot of different personality types and the way we mess up relationships and really how, you know, we should sort of approach dating. And it has a lot to do with self-esteem.
Yeah.
It's a real good workbook as well, which I really appreciate.
It actually is. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, listen, I'm kind of funny and tongue-in-cheek and, you know, and maybe a little more crude than a lot of people sometimes. And so when I came up with the name for the book, I thought it was catchy and great. I still love the title.
But it's great.
But I do think, Michelle, that maybe a lot of the women don't really quite get the information only because they maybe take it so literally that they go, oh, I'm not a bitch, so I don't need the book.
Exactly.
But it's actually just kind of a funny thing
it
to start
is.
Because it's not about being a bitch.
Right.
Ladies, it's about all those things.
Right.
It's about being too picky, about being obsessive, about being needy, and all business, and the mama bitch. And
that's
And so, you know, bitch is just sort of a...
Chick.
Yeah, exactly.
Girl.
Stop being such a girl and get a boyfriend.
Don't be dumb. Like,
don't
be bossy. Don't be insecure. Don't be irrational. Don't be needy. And it's a great book. So.
And I'm the first one to say, I've been a lot of them in the book. So, you know, I say, don't be me, for God's sake. Get a man. Don't be me. Take my advice. I'll tell you what not to do. And if you do what I say, you will get a guy. I promise you.
So what do you, on that note, what do you think women do wrong most often when they meet someone? Then actually, I'd like to talk about, you know, some of the bad sort of traits that women do have in your book.
I would say that probably the number one thing I see women do over and over and over again is they meet a guy and immediately, if the date went well, they're in their mind, they're his girlfriend, they're obsessed with if he's called, they're obsessed, they keep track of every symbol, every sign, every word, and it's just like, even if they've gone on even two dates.
Right.
I just met with a girl the other day, and she, you know, the girls come to me and they're like, oh, take me out of your database. I met somebody. I've been on two dates with a guy.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Sure.
Like, you can't go off the deep end like that. And then, to my point, this girl actually met a great guy. And she went on two dates with him. She drank a little too much.
Sure.
She started getting emotional. She started, like, doing all the freak out stuff.
Freaky.
And it freaked him out.
Sure it did.
Because guys never want to see that side of you so soon.
God,
or
no.
ever.
Or
really.
Ever.
Or ever, really.
You. Right.
But especially not in the beginning.
We have to get a little therapy before we really find the mate.
So here's what I tell the girls. It's like, when you go out with somebody, and even the guys. Guys can do this, too.
Sure.
But I find it more prevalent in women. Just go out and have a good time.
Yes.
Walk away. Don't even give them a second thought.
Exactly.
If they ask you out, go out again. go out again until like it becomes something.
Exactly.
Who cares what they say? Mm-hmm. Let them log in the time.
Right.
Let them show up. Let them show themselves.
Yes.
Before you register them even in your brain.
Well said.
Yeah.
Perfect. Because I hear these people show me these texts from these guys they've met online, and it's like they're analyzing already
Correct.
What someone means.
Right.
What do you think he means? I have no clue.
Right.
I don't know this person.
Right.
And then they meet them, and then they're analyzing. Well, they did this,
yes.
or they said that, or they took a call, or they started looking at their phone, or that it's like just be
right,
have
just
fun,
be. Exactly.
Look at it as another adventure,
exactly.
And you get to choose,
right?
You know,
they
you,
forget about that,
yeah, exactly.
They're just
you know.
So wanting him
exactly
to choose them or
mm-hmm.
to seal the deal
mm-hmm.
that they're not stepping back and saying, am I enjoying this person's company?
Mm-hmm.
Do I even like them?
Yes,
so many people don't even focus on getting to really know the person to see if they even like them because they want to skip so far ahead to know if
exactly.
it's going to be a relationship. And
exactly.
you can't have
it's
any
so
kind
true.
Of lasting relationship unless
no.
you know if you like the person
no.
first.
Absolutely. That's, I mean, it's...
So
well,
that's
there's
what girls do wrong, I think.
I agree,
honey.
Okay.
Yeah. They skip ahead and
yeah.
want to overanalyze everything and get too in too
mm-hmm.
quickly.
Yeah.
You just got to chill out.
Yeah.
Relax and let it unfold and get to know the person. Maybe 5 dates in, then start noticing things. Did he
like
call
it.
You? Did he net? But until then, mm-hmm. you don't even know this person.
Exactly.
So chill out.
Good advice, girl.
Thank you.
You know, and
I've
maybe,
made all the mistakes, so I know. I know what works and doesn't. Yeah.
You're on the couch, guys, with Dr. Michelle here on LA Talk Radio and my special guest, the ultimate matchmaker, Gina Hendricks. We're talking about her latest dating app called Jones.
Jones.
And also, she's the founder of so many different things.
successful.
You are a successful businesswoman, recognized relationship expert, author, radio host, panelist, dedicated philanthropist, and also the founder of Exclusive Introductions, a very specialized and unique matchmaking service.
Car
like
mechanic.
To, let's talk about it.
Helicopter pilot. No.
You are?
No,
you're not.
No.
Author, though, of the book, Stop Being a Bitch and Be a Boyfriend. Get a Boyfriend.
And be a boyfriend,
be a boyfriend
to yourself.
Oh, wait a minute.
That's what I am now.
Wait a minute. You've
hey.
Got something there.
Hey, that'll be the next. That'll be version 2.
Love that which you are.
There you go. Absolutely.
Practice that new thing called havening where you hug yourself and
oh,
rub your arms and you touch your face.
I have not heard of that. There's always something new coming down the pipes.
Be your own boyfriend.
You know, I also say what's super important for people to know is
right.
whether they're, you know, single is one thing, available is another. And there's a lot of people that are single, but are you available? And
yeah.
so I think that you need to ask yourself that question first.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't,
yeah.
because you can be single and be happy and be
right.
content.
Exactly.
And that's fine.
Right.
But if you're not available for a relationship,
right.
then you're wasting everyone's time.
Right. And exactly. You have to explore whether, you know, going out or how many swipes you get. And this is about your ego just needing to be fed. Is
oh,
is that
and
where
it's
you're
worse
coming from?
These days, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's really worse. So anyway, guys, some great tips here. And let me just throw this out there. What's the best way that people can find out more about your new app,
okay.
Jones, and also about Exclusive Introductions and also just about you in general?
So many ways, Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Yes.
I would say go to check out Jones, certainly, and you can go to the website, which is joinjones.com. It's a website.
Mm-hmm.
And this radio show will be posted there later as well, so people
nice.
Can listen to it after. Or they can go to exclusivenla.com.
Great.
Which is my matchmaking website. And so it's only men who hire me, and then ladies are free.
Nice.
And I think if you go to one of those two places, mm-hmm. we'll pretty much have it covered at that
yeah,
point.
Yeah, exactly. We got you covered here
got
with
you covered
Gina
at
Hendricks.
That point, yeah.
Wow, that's great, guys. By the way, in case you'd like to give us a call, have a question about dating.
Oh, yeah, more questions.
Yeah, online dating, this person dating in person, actual real in person, face-to-face.
What's that?
Real concept.
What's that?
Give us a call, 323-203-0815. Or, of course, you can email me, straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. Here at the station, you have a question or comment. You want to remain anonymous with your voice. We'd love to hear from you. So we're moving on and talking
sure.
about dating and just doing the best things for you to find a special someone. And some people aren't. They just want to date, and they just want to get to know themselves through other people or
did,
how they...
Did we ever answer that question that you opened with? I don't think we really
I don't think
answered
we did.
It, did it? We should answer it.
Let's
we?
Do it.
If you want.
Let's answer it. Honey.
Okay, read the question again.
All right.
The ghosting?
Yeah. She said, after this guy got to know her, basically, I'm paraphrasing, she said, once he spilled his guts, making the leap to a real date was too much for him.
Okay.
his texts got fewer and farther between when we got a little too intimate online. And before not too long, he ghosted me.
So what do you make of that, Michelle? First,
I think she nailed it in that. God, I think a lot of times it gets real scary. I think what happens is it's so much easier to have that romantic fantasizing and to communicate with someone and to have this. It's a fantasy.
Fomance,
baby, in the mind. And so you're doing that. And then when it gets down to the real date.
Right.
I think a lot of people freak out because it's a lot safer.
Because it's real.
Men do this, I see, more than women. I just do.
Okay.
I think women are kind of a little more genuinely into it. And I think, and this is terrible, and I don't mean to be sexist. I really don't.
It's
but
fine.
I'm just what I'm seeing. So that's what I think is going on. I don't know. What do you think is going on?
Let's see here. I think it could be a...
Nope. Did you drop your...
I dropped it.
You need a selfie stick, girl.
I know. Well, I never do lie. I very, very rarely do this thing. So I'll risk my arm. So here's what I think. What do I think? I think that there could be a combination of things. I think sometimes, Michelle, when people are on these apps, they're not even available. They're not even single sometimes.
And why are they putting it out there?
Because probably they could be in an unfulfilling relationship and they need their ego stroked.
Okay.
They're with somebody that they're not getting something from, that they want to get that from somebody who's online that doesn't know them, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So I think that's a lot of times when somebody won't meet you in person.
Mm-hmm.
So you're lucky in that respect that he didn't waste any more of your time, but it's a bummer that people occupy your time when, you know, they have no intentions of meeting you.
Yep.
So, you know, that's, again, point of Jones. It's like, I had one guy one time on a dating site literally talked to me for 45 minutes, and I'm listening to him, right?
Right.
And because he's going on, clearly he just wanted somebody to talk to. And by the time we got off the phone, Michelle, he told me everything about his abusive stepdad, to how he started his business, everything. And I was just like, crap, I didn't even get a glass of wine out of it. You know what
no
I mean?
No kidding.
Like, at least might
you
have
were
been
his
a little
therapist.
Tolerable if I had at least been there and had a glass of wine with him. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Crap.
It's like,
but
yeah.
I didn't even get that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was just like, that was literally a waste, flush down the toilet at 45 minutes of my life. You know what I mean?
That's right. No, exactly.
And so I just think a lot of times, I think the majority of the time, the guys aren't available or they're just playing around. They're not serious about meeting somebody.
Mm-hmm.
They just want an ego stroke.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen guys try to do it on my app, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because what's different and funny, because I see everything that happens in the admin panel on the back end.
That's right.
And I'll see guys go through, and because, you know, on other apps, you can go through and like somebody, right?
Right, sure.
And then you can see if they like you back, and it's all harmless.
Right,
on my app, there's nothing to click except invite.
Right.
So you literally are inviting them out in the next hour. So I will see guys go through.
Yes.
And they will invite every single woman
app.
And I'm not kidding. Like, I mean, I'm just like, holy crap, that guy's really determined.
Yeah.
But then what'll happen, Michelle?
Yes.
Hasn't happened often, but I've seen a few times. And then sure enough, if he tries that hard, he'll get a girl that'll say yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then he either rain checks, which is something that's on our app that says, let's just do it another time.
See.
Or he'll cancel. And I'll ask the guy. I'll say, hey, what's happening? Why did you do that?
Good
because,
for
again,
you.
Because, again, I have to watch what's going on. Some people have gotten upset with me. Like, oh, you know my business. I'm like, hello, it's my app. I'm looking out for my ladies. I'm looking out for everybody.
That's
right. That's the beauty of my app.
That's right.
But anyway, the guy was doing it. And he didn't admit it, but I know that.
Mm-hmm.
He just wanted to see who liked him back.
Sure.
That's all he was trying to do. He was not even, had no intention of a date. He was just, but we're putting in things coming up where if you do that and you've gotten a yes and then you cancel or you rain check, you won't be on the app for the rest of the day.
Very cool.
You're kicked off.
Yeah.
So there's all things.
Or maybe that's great.
Or eventually like kicked off altogether.
Yeah,
absolutely.
If you're a serial
canceller or rain checker.
You're out of there.
Yeah. Because ain't no
That's
games,
good.
You know, ain't no games here.
No.
I'm not interested. Nobody needs to create another app where people just play mind games with people. There's
right,
plenty
exactly.
of apps for that. Use another app for that.
That's
not,
exactly
not
right.
Jones.
They're
yeah.
really good for you, honey.
Thank you.
So that's
Thank
a wonderful
you,
idea.
Michelle.
And I love, you're welcome. Gina Hendricks. I love the idea of, you know, just meeting at, you know, clubs or, you know, just happy hour time.
Right.
Where can we all get together in our area for a really cool happy hour place that suits us both?
Right. So what we're doing is I've made deals with various places because we're still just in LA right now.
Right.
So I've made deals with like two or three locations in every, like, pretty much neighborhood in LA within a 5-mile radius.
Right.
So when you're on the app, you only see people within a 5-mile radius.
Mm-hmm.
So if, you, like, let's say you and I matched up,
mm-hmm.
then we have to be there in an hour.
Right.
And Jones is setting the location. So we're going to be sent to one of the places I've already made a deal with. So even when their happy hour has stopped at 6, when we get there at 8, we still get the happy hour because
That's
I've made the deal.
Great idea.
So
what a wonderful idea, honey.
Always trying to think of get people out of their house.
No, it really is.
Living behind the screen and the computer and just have real interactions.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, and so you don't sort of, you let the people choose.
Yes.
You're not, you know, they're not even a profile maybe. There's a profile out there.
So
of course, they can see the profiles.
In that respect, there's a... Yeah, we actually have more of a profile than any of the other apps.
Okay.
So you see pictures, and you read about the person, and then from there you just say, invite.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's it. That's it. It's just a glass of wine. You know, like that company that's kind of horrible, but it's just lunch, which is kind of horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this is, it's just
Sorry,
happy
guys.
Hour, but it's better. Well, everybody knows. I mean, they've been sued so many times.
Yeah.
They've been sued. They're doing well, but they've been sued a lot of times because, you know, I think that there's no, everybody asks me, you know, I'm honest. Everybody asks me how to try to scale personal matchmaking.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And make that more of a thing. But you can't scale personal matchmaking. In my humble opinion, you can't, because the whole point of matchmaking is it has to be personal.
It does.
It has to be kept small and intimate.
It totally does.
So the next best thing is let people match themselves.
Absolutely.
But then take the aspects of what I do, which is get people face-to-face as soon as possible.
That's the important
without
thing.
Texting or talking so they don't blow it.
Yes.
And then, but let them pick their own partner first.
Right.
Then I curate and pick it up from there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think
okay.
that's the best way to scale this type of thing.
Okay.
In my
that's
humble opinion.
That's a great idea. No, that's really a great idea. And, you know, I was just thinking of when you were talking about reaching out and texting and getting to know people, which is the go-between. You know, you're the bridge. Jones.com.
Yes.
That's the bridge
that's
to kind of get people together so they can see each other.
I'm going to sign off on live stream now.
Okay.
Because they can listen on LA Talk Radio. You can switch it over and go on just and listen.
Channel 1.
Because my arm's getting tired. So LA Talk
Where's
Radio.
Where's your selfie stick?
Channel 1. Or if you're watching this later, you can go and listen to the archives and Doc Michelle. So I'm signing
Thank
off
you.
Now and you can listen to the rest of the last 20 minutes
Yay.
Online.
Cool.
See ya.
Yeah,
okay.
that
so
is
now it's just
tiresome
you and I.
With your
Let's
cool.
talk.
Cool. Let's talk.
My arm's tired.
And yeah, we've got some things coming in at straighttalkdoc@gmail.com.
Love it. Lay it on me.
And I'll lay it on your baby.
Come on.
How often, big question here, how often or how forward should women be when they've been doing dating online with someone that they seem to hit it off with and like? Should they reach out and say, so... Let's get together. When should we get together? How should we approach this as women? Or is it being too forward?
No. I would say, I mean, listen, there might be a time, there might have been a time where I would have said the man needs to take the lead on that. But I've actually learned, I think I've learned a lot through having my business and doing what I do. So what I've learned is all of these dating things, these ways to do it, it's, again, and I'll say this, I've said it before, it's a super highway of of this space, dating. It's like just literally like cars are whizzing by you. So you have to be proactive and be communicative and verbal about what you want. So if you see a guy you like, don't let it slip through the cracks, because these days people are slipping through the cracks, again, because it's a super highway. So if you're interested in somebody, you want to... maybe send one or two messages to each other. And if he's still like lagging, then say we should get together. And if he doesn't take the bait, then you can just
done
cut it and move on.
That's right.
Now, if it's a guy you've never communicated with and you just think he's cute, what I always kind of have done, at least on like Match and stuff in the past, is I would send like I wouldn't even do a wink. I would actually do a favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would see I favorited him and then he would write to me.
Okay.
So you can
That's
do it
idea.
That way too. But I don't think you should passively sit there and go, gee, I hope he sees me and I hope da da da. I think you need to do something these days, because guys don't ever really know if you're interested or not. Sometimes they don't want to be that guy that's super pushy.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
I think give him a little something.
Something.
Give him a little something. And then, you know, help a guy out a little bit.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
We, you know, and because we all have our own insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
So we assume things about people, especially online.
Always.
Texting.
Gosh.
Always assume. And again, it goes back to that thing that I mentioned about women who say, what do you think he means by that?
Right.
Or guys come to me and say the same thing. What do you think? You know, So I think you're right on.
Or, and people are poking through people's social medias,
sure,
media stuff now, and they think they know that person based on what they see on their social media.
Sure.
And, you know, I mean, maybe that's true of some people, but I think the majority of people have so much more that it's really happening,
mm-hmm,
and they're only showing one aspect of themselves on social media.
Exactly.
So I don't think for you, anyone to ever think, oh, I know who this person is based on their social media, I don't think it's accurate.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think
Hopefully it's not. Hopefully people have a little few more dimensions than what they're showing online.
Yeah. And they're showing, they're having some boundaries as to what they say and how they express themselves.
Yes.
A lot of people don't, though. But I mean, that's the problem.
But you know what's interesting? I've noticed, too, especially with social media, it's like, whew, people love to attack you.
Yes.
Like, if you, they do not, like, you know, the good old days of the Archie Bunker show, and, you know, when you could, like, say things that were, you know, not politically correct.
Exactly.
And people are a little bit more lighthearted about it.
Yeah,
people
whatever.
People have become so serious about stuff. I mean, I posted something, oh my God, the people went apeshit. The women went apeshit.
What?
I posted something on my Facebook page about a woman who I've known for a while. She's an awesome lady. This is funny too. I actually didn't really describe it specifically, but I just, in a nutshell, I said she wants to meet somebody of quality. She's a professional. She's like got a high level profession that I will not say, and I did not say. But I said, in every picture, she never wears a bra. Like, never wears a bra. And I said, I'm losing
my
mind.
Can she pull it off, if you'll pardon the pun? I mean, can she? You know what I mean?
That's actually a great one right there.
Sit on
bump. That's awesome. Can she pull it off? Well, she did. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's right.
No. See, and here's the other thing. So I did this post, right? And I said, she never wears a bra. And, you know, and it's like you can see pretty much straight through her shirts, her sweaters, everything all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And even I've seen her, like, post in her office, and she's like, no wearing a bra.
Yeah.
And so I was like, egads, I don't know what, you know, I should do. And, do you know, I just said that. The women that came at me that said I was, like, a body shamer and da-da-da. And it's like,
no,
I don't feel like I was.
Yeah.
And here's the irony.
Right.
The men were secretly writing to me privately, wanting to meet the woman.
Of course they were. Of course
the
they were.
The women were like literally like beating me verbally with, you know, just like hitting me over the head and saying how I just body shamed her. Meanwhile, the men thought, oh, I want to meet this woman.
That's right.
And nobody realized that basically what I was trying to say was it was extremely unattractive. What she, you know, she had almost like no boobs.
Yeah.
And it was just not, it was not good.
Right.
And, but the reason I made the post, because
you're a body shamer.
I'm a body shamer.
I'm kidding.
How is that
Please.
Body?
No.
So I did look up the, kids are so sensitive about that stuff these days.
No.
But now I would say it's body shaming if she walked by me and I said to somebody else, like, in a way to make fun of her.
Sure, sure,
but this
exactly.
is no way trying to make
no,
fun
it's
of
like,
her.
How can you make yourself look better or enhance yourself? I mean,
right.
it's just like anything. Like, wear a cute outfit or look a little sexier or something.
One
like,
girl
so
wrote
you're
to
more
me
attractive?
And said, Gina,
said,
you're obviously in a really bad place. And I'm praying for you. And you need. I'm like, I said to her, girl. And these are girls that I've actually helped privately, like, with get jobs and everything.
Right,
they
right.
turn on you like a dime. Because I think they love that herd mentality of being like a voice online. Maybe they're not doing much else in their lives.
Yeah.
And they feel good about being part of an outrageous crowd.
Right,
being angry
exactly.
with you.
Right.
But I said to her, I said, girl, here's the thing. What you don't realize, this is my business to critique and give advice.
Yes.
I'm not saying it as Gina Hendricks a person. I'm saying as Gina Hendricks, a matchmaker who this woman wants to meet somebody of quality and she can't.
Yes.
And why do you think that is? Maybe because she's not wearing a bra.
That's hey, you know what? Just, I don't know, look better.
Boy,
make yourself
people are
look better.
Sensitive,
look
sexier. Michelle.
I don't know. I think they are.
God, I'm getting old and I'll just
oh,
like, get out of my misery soon
so
enough.
Old. You're hilarious.
Ugh.
Oh, my gosh.
Kids. Anyway.
By the way, I'm here with Gina Hendricks.
Yes.
She is the ultimate matchmaker, founder of a brand new dating app. Not too brand new.
It's brand new. 8 months. It's brand
good.
New
well,
in
I
the
guess
market.
It is.
I like saying we're brand new. We are brand spanking new. 8 months.
And it's called Jones. It's
Jones
called
Dating.
Jones.
Jones Dating in the App Store, my friends.
Right, and it's really good. It's a wonderful concept where you can actually, you don't have to, you know, continue to swipe right or left and be rejected or feel whatever.
Well, you might be rejected. I can't promise you won't be rejected,
but
I can promise you don't have to text or talk
exactly.
and get into
it's not
all
about
that stuff.
Ooh, what did he say? Oh, that offended me.
Correct.
Or she said this, and oh, she must be a bitch or, you know, whatever it is.
So none of that. You show
you
up and you
really
meet.
You get to really kind of see who you want to meet and might be interested in, and, you know, their profiles and all. well, it's a great thing.
It's experiential, which is the new term, Michelle.
Experiential, which, baby. What does that mean?
Yeah, I know, right? These kids have taught me this term. It's experiential dating, which means it's experience-based.
Right.
So it's for me, it's less about, I mean, it's certainly about the person, but it's more about, I want to get a glass of wine, mm-hmm. or I want to go paddle boarding, or mm-hmm. I want to do something like happy hour brunch mm-hmm. in the next hour. Mm-hmm. Who's going to do it with me?
Perfect.
Because I think so many people, Michelle, mm-hmm. are lonely.
Yes.
And they don't have enough people to do things with, so they rarely, they don't go out as often as they could or should.
Right, exactly.
Because they just don't have someone to do it with.
Right.
And that's really the main purpose of Jones, is to help people find people to do something with within the next hour.
It's a great idea. And it's not only about dating.
No, it's
not. You know, it's about finding good friends as well, which I really like, because I hear a lot of men friends say, you know, I work all day, I work 12 hours, I'm in L.A., I'm in entertainment in front of a computer, or whatever it is, or I'm on a set for 12 hours.
Right.
And women too. And I don't have friends because I don't have time and I need to sleep. And
their friends,
you know,
a lot of times have gotten in relationships, have gotten babies. I mean,
they're busy.
All my friends over the years, you know, you look back when you get, you know, to a certain age and you look back and you have a lot of friends in your 20s.
Yeah.
And still 30s, but it starts getting less because those people start getting married. And then when they start having the babies, they start a lot of times making mom friends.
Oh,
my
sure
friends
they do.
Certainly did that.
Absolutely.
Mom friends. Right. And you're still the single person.
Right.
So
right.
now you've got to find more friends. And
it's,
so
it's really true.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it is. It's life cycles,
that's
stages,
life,
and things like that. So let's figure out here, because we have a few minutes left.
Okay.
What is the best way people can find out more about you and your company's exclusive introductions and your brand new dating app, which is amazing,
yes.
Jones?
So they can get Jones in the App Store or Google Play by looking, just searching Jones, J-O-N-E-S, dating, or Jones Social, either way, because it's not just dating.
Cool.
And then they can go to joinjones.com and read more about it.
Yeah.
Or they can go to exclusiveinla.com. That's my matchmaking website. Mm-hmm. And women can fill out a free profile because it's only men who hire me.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yes. Yes.
What a great idea you had on that one, too. And what's the best way people can get your book, Stop Being a Bitch, and Get a Boyfriend? It's such a good read, guys.
You know
it
what?
Really is.
So it's on Amazon, and you can get it as an actual tangible book, but you can also get it as a digital download. Mm. And now it's also on, I don't know, what do you call it when the book's narrated? So I have it
it
in that form as
That's lovely. What a brilliant idea. So,
and there's a girl that reads the girl parts, and there's a guy that reads the guy parts, and
that's beautiful.
It's kind of a fun book to
read
it that way too, right?
Because
really then you're more in the moment.
Yeah, and you're driving. You don't have to, you know, you can just listen to it.
Yeah, you don't have to read.
Whatever you do. Isn't that weird how we relate everything to driving here in Los Angeles?
Right.
And driving.
How long have you been married?
Too long.
Long
no. I'm saying not long enough.
Yes.
Because he's wonderful. Let's just say close to 20.
Woo,
20 years.
That's so awesome. That's
it started
wonderful.
When I was really young.
Yes, I know. You were diapers.
But no, it's been very...
That's
blessed.
Great.
I am so blessed.
Yes.
Because it just was one of those kind of things. And we were put together by a friend. That's one
and
of the best ways.
I think the key is being young, too.
Well, that's true.
You get together when you're young. But if you've missed that boat, you got to pursue other avenues.
Well, that's true.
Right.
And, you know, but there is love for people.
Of course.
35, 40... And
of course,
beyond.
You
there's
just
a lot
have
of love
to,
out there.
You have to really make yourself available and put yourself out there.
You sure do.
Yeah.
Beautiful advice. Gina Hendricks, the ultimate matchmaker. Thank you so much for being here on the couch with me. Such
Thank
a great,
you.
Great show.
Thank you.
This is going to be really awesome. All right, guys, if you want to download the show, replay, you didn't listen to the whole thing, and or you just loved it and you want to hear it again, you can check it out in the archives, available as soon as we get off the air, and I'll have content up tomorrow for you to check it out. Thanks for listening, everybody, and thanks, Gina Hendricks,
Thank
again.
You.
You're welcome.
Had fun.
Good. I did, too. As I always say, do take care of yourself first, then you'll be great for other people, and that's the way it works in the world. All right. Talk to you next week here on the couch. Bye-bye.